The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Final segment with Mike Howard, talk show host in Knoxville, 94.3, where I'm on the air 6 days a week, weekdays and the Sunday show. I always enjoy going on their morning show. You can tune in there, what is it, 2 or 3 hours every morning. Expanding on this, though, we're going to give the phone number out here in a moment for vets to call in with your stories of the VA and the stories of suicide, what you think of Obama saying there's not really a problem, saying Shinseki's doing a good job. What do you think of Bill Press on MSNBC and Sharpton saying it's a conspiracy theory, there are no problems with the VA, even though there's admitted death panels and death lists and warehousing of people and rationing of care. I mean, that's what socialist health care is. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. In the 4 minutes we've got left, Mike, other points you'd like to make about this paramilitary buildup? And tell folks about the Battle of Athens. I know there was a made-for-TV movie made about it, but it's an amazing story.
Yeah, it happened just to the west, southwest of us here in Knox County, in Athens and Etowah, McMinn County. Basically, August 1946, you had vets coming back home, realized that their government was corrupt. There was voter intimidation going on. They tried to get some of their own people out in these offices to clear up to kind of clean up the local government. The vote came up, and the elected officials, the corrupt officials, went in and basically stole the ballots, took the boxes, and took them to the jail, and refused to let them be counted. So these vets took up arms and went and fought to get their city back. And, you know, I think that was the first shot across the bow, 1946, and now here we are in 2014, and the government is still terrified of these vets coming back and saying, look, you know, this isn't right. It's not right how you're treating these people. It's not right how you're treating us. A vet dies basically 1 an hour. You know, we're seeing vets die 1 an hour every day here in Tennessee and due to suicide, and it is such a travesty.
That's right. There's 20-plus suicides a day.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, the last count, about 23 to 24 vet suicides every day. So basically 1 an hour we're losing. And to allow that to continue is so wrong. It's so wrong on so many levels because we owe these people everything.
Well, absolutely. And again, the NFL, all of them with all their Obamacare and anti-gun stuff, use the vets to sell what they're doing.
Sure.
And then meanwhile, they're literally enemy number one. We're forcing this story out, not just the VA, but the militarization of the police against vets. It's treason. And it shows the government is run by illegitimate people. Only a foreign power, only a globalist corporate collaborator enemy would want to prepare for war with the vets and would only be doing that because they're planning something really horrible. What do you think it is the establishment's planning that's so horrible they know there's going to be a civil war? I'm asking you that question. Oh, his Skype froze. Well, we just lost him. Well, again, I want to thank him for joining us. Good interview. And I look forward to having those guys and his co-hosts back on in the near future. Mike Howard, and that's with 94.3 WNFZ, one of our great affiliates across the country. We've got 6 affiliates now in Tennessee. That's good for our show in a state that size, in the big cities there and the rural areas. So 94.3 WNFZ, Knox Talk Radio. So very exciting to have those guys. Well, we've been on there a couple of years now, but first they had us on Sundays, it got popular, then they picked us up at night, and then, you know, that's how it works. And that's why I do the Sunday show for now 6 years, is give stations a taste of the show. They go, hey, this isn't what everybody said, he's a crazy guy. This is really good, our listeners like this, we like this, and they put us on weeknights and then weekdays. And so that's how it works all across the country. Over 170 affiliates now across the United States. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Stay with us. We'll be right back on the other side with your phone calls and more.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
A few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Attention, America. Within a little-known government document is devastating information that could cost the United States its most valuable asset. My name is Jeff Opdyke, former reporter for the Wall Street Journal. I've uncovered shocking evidence within the details of document FT-900, revealing the largest cover-up of President Obama's career. This will have a substantial impact on our nation. Millions of Americans will fall into poverty overnight. A recent report from the Treasury Department said an event of this nature has, quote, the potential to be catastrophic. Within a matter of weeks, the way of life for millions of Americans will be destroyed, and the standard of living will be like nothing this country has seen in nearly a century. To learn how you can protect yourself and your family from this government attack, visit www.obamasecretone.com. Again, that's www.obamasecretone.com.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Rand Paul set to start part two of his epic filibuster today. We're going to be covering that on the nightly news and tomorrow with highlights at InfoWars.com. Well, just breaking minutes ago via Politico, Nancy Pelosi names Democrats for Benghazi panel. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi has officially tapped five Democrats, Elijah Cummings, Adam Smith, Adam Schiff, Lisa Sanchez, and Tammy Duckworth, to the special committee charged with investigating the Benghazi attacks. The Republicans know exactly what happened here. It was a hit of Stevens by the local al-Qaeda force used by the Pentagon and NATO to run security in Benghazi that had been used as the main command city to bring down Libya. The ambassador didn't want to transfer three warehouses of surface-to-air missiles and other heavy arms to al-Qaeda for the Syria war. The Turkish ambassador threw a fit, and they sent an al-Qaeda to murder everyone. But two Navy SEALs showed up from behind, flanked the al-Qaeda forces. Instead of them taking an hour to get in and kill everybody, it took them almost 8 hours. That drew attention to it. So the military knows what happened. There is Benghazi. I want to go to your phone calls right now. Then I'm going to get to other news dealing with simply amazing information in Albuquerque, the place where they keep shooting homeless people on the back and stuff and saying they're above the law and celebrating when they do it and not letting folks into their city council and just everything else. I mean, it's really a scary city, a federal model of liberal tyranny. A law student gets pulled over. He wants to invoke his Fourth Amendment. So the police pull him out, spread his legs, and start kneeing him in the testicles till he loses a testicle. And the police defend it. And it's all because he talked about the law to them. The full unedited video is there on InfoWars.com. We have a clip of the newscast coming up. But, man, that is really creepy. And I like New Mexico and Albuquerque's, you know, a pretty town in my view. You go over the hills and it's down on that bowl, but it's just really scary, the amount of evil coming out of there. Really, really creepy. Now, we have this story up on InfoWars.com. It's red-linked. VA supervisor, older veterans should be shot in the head to save money, exclusive. Whistleblower reveals new Veterans Affairs scandal. And to be clear, this person's pretty senior at the hospital, and their voice is very clear. They don't want to disguise their voice, but they obviously don't want to be exposed at this time. So we made the decision not to release their name and where it is. It's on the East Coast. We got a bunch of other whistleblowers that are about to reveal where they are and name names of stuff even more insane, like people saying they're going to commit suicide if they don't get health care, not getting it, and committing suicide because they're in so much pain. But I want to play a clip of this. The full 14-minute interview is up at InfoWars.com if you want to go see it and hear it. But here is the whistleblower talking about the type of stuff that's being said and being done at this particular facility. Here it is.
You have supervisors in supervisory positions in this hospital that have been made statements, racial slurs against veterans, have made statements that, you know, older veterans, they should just be taken outside and shot in the head because they're worthless. And this person still works there, and he's still a supervisor.
Now, this attitude comes from this idea with the socialists that there's only so much money and resources, and new kids being born, old people being taken care of, veterans being taken care of, that's why we're broke. No, we're broke because we've been signed on to globalism, and it's designed in actuaries to bankrupt us and to have artificial scarcity under Agenda 21 and Cloward and Piven. And everybody better learn what Agenda 21 and Cloward and Piven is. And they did this in feudalism thousands of years ago, long before the professors came along for the White House and did Cloward and Piven, husband and wife. And they said, we're going to create so much socialism and shut down the economy and bankrupt America to fully socialize. Because socialism can't compete with free market. They know that. But they want to run the culture so they will wreck the whole system to take control of it. They will tear it down to build it back up. But they don't build it back up as a good thing. It would be immoral if they were trying to make us slaves to make us free later. Plus, that never works. But they are immoral people that can't produce, that want to run your life. It's always nobodies that want to run other people's lives. The coolest, smartest, best-looking artist and people, you know, they want to be left alone. They want to be reclusive. They've got their close group of friends. The coolest people I know are reclusive and only have a few good friends and like to have a good time and want to be left alone and don't want to run your life because they're so confident. We all know weirdos that obsess on you, want to tell you what to do, want to run your life. These people are the bane of civilization. And I'm sorry to all the cool people out there who don't want power and who want to be left alone and already have power and are already successful and want to hide from all of the scum. I understand. Those of us that do know how the world works, who do have confidence and things, it's our job. We have to go out and displace these control freaks and reestablish liberty, or they're going to enslave all of us, okay? They don't like us. And I'm not saying I'm the greatest guy around, but compared to these control freaks I am, they want to morally tell us we're nobodies. And again, I've noticed who they hate. You know, you can talk to like really beautiful women, and they'll tell you that nobody comes up and asks them out for a date because everybody's so intimidated by them. Instead, people are rude to them and mean to them. Really good-looking men, it's the same thing. You'd think people that were really good-looking would have it all great. No, that's not the way it is. It is with some people who are confident and aren't intimidated by it. But for a lot of people, they're going to mess with you. It's the same thing if you're an artist, if you're a writer, if you have a company, if you have an army. Take media. When you've got strong media operation or having a big effect in changing society, there's all these people that say, it should be mine. And so they try to bring you down. They lie about you. They lie about WorldNet Daily. They lie about InfoWars. They lie about DrudgeReport.com. The mainline Republicans lie about libertarian conservatives because they're threatened by us because we are calling BS on them. They're a fraud. We're annihilating MSNBC. InfoWars Online just dwarfs them. We're showing those graphs right now. We are 1,000 plus paces ahead of them on the Alexa ratings. They are plunging. We are rising. So, of course, they hate us because we don't tell you what to think. We don't tell you that you're a piece of crap, and that only we have the answers. We tell you you're great, you're wonderful when you embrace liberty. They sit there lecturing you all day about what scum you are. And so, of course, they hate veterans, folks, because these people hate men. They hate strength. They hate courage. They absolutely are threatened by masculinity, period, because it's the antithesis of what they stand for. They want the big, powerful state. They want the drones. They want the weapons to dominate men and women. They put fluoride in the water because they're so weak, they want to stun you like an electric eel stuns its prey before it eats it, or a spider, or a snake. They're scum, and they know they're scum. I'm going to go to your phone calls. Rufus, Holmes, Casey, Eric, Allen. And I want to hear from VA whistleblowers particularly. Rufus from FEMA Region 5, I guess that was formerly Missouri or something, I'm guessing, worked for VA Hospital. Rufus, thanks for calling. Tell us your story.
I don't know where to begin. What do you want to hear about first?
Hey, whatever you think's most important.
Well, I will say that the veterans at I was a veteran worker at the VA hospital for over 4 years before I moved to where I am now, and I'll say veterans were definitely treated as the lowest of the low. I'm trying to think of an example. Maybe someone who works in a fast food restaurant, and there's the one homeless guy that comes in asking for a glass of ice water. That's how they were treated. Like that person. If they were lost looking for an office, you know, it was just a culture of no. Go away. I don't care what you need. I don't care what you're here for. Just go away and go bother someone else. And the best way to describe it is as if the DMV opened a hospital. That's really what the whole place was like.
Perfect description. What do you want to say to Bill Press that says you're a liar? Al Sharpton says it's racist, basically. And there's a conspiracy theory that the vets are treated heavenly.
Just go there. It's a dirty place. It smells. Any veteran that has insurance through their job will not go there. It's mostly the poor veterans. What I learned being a non-military person, I grew to dislike the military because I see what they do to these poor folks. The Vietnam vets, the Korea vets, I didn't see them as useless. I think they have not lived up to their potential because of what we've done to them. But that's the government's fault for doing that. We have made them useless, but that was a consequence of war.
Well, that's right. In societies that don't take care of their veterans are pure scum. And look, what you do to the least of me, you've done to me, Christ said. Anybody the globalists have their clutches on, they absolutely screw over. And now that we learn their secret death panel list for them, Did you ever see warehousing of the really old ones, like, hey, don't give him care? Did you ever see that?
Well, no, I did not see that. But I was, my office was a converted patient room because there was limited space. And I shared that with several other people. So we
Well, sir, that's close. Compartmentalized by the doctor ethics boards, too. You don't hear that. Just the treatment orders come down. Thank you for the call. We'll be back.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Memorial Day is a time of remembrance of our fallen soldiers who died for our freedom. In honor of these brave men and women, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is offering huge discounts on several great products. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is veteran-owned and operated, so stop what you're doing and support a like-minded company and save a few bucks at the same time. The Memorial Day sale starts right now and ends on May 26th at midnight. Honor above all, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
I don't know what he is except a conspiracy theorist.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
US, one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Clean your house. It's a mess. I'm Tisha Cassida, and I'm running for Congress in Colorado. I stand for ending the police state, protecting your property, the Second Amendment, abolishing legal tender laws, no GMOs, and no fluoride. Let's start a fight. Go to Cassida2014.com now. I need and appreciate your support. Please consider donating some of your hard-earned fiat currency to help me fight. Tisha Cassida at CASIDA2014.com. Paid for by the committee to elect Tisha Cassida to Congress.
The best free fuel stoves on the market for disasters and survival are Silverfire. Its clean cook stove technology allows you to pasteurize emergency drinking water, cook a meal, or sanitize your cookware with just twigs. A U.S. veteran-owned company, Silverfire's mission is emergency and recreation cooking products. Made of quality stainless steel, Silverfire's wide line of indoor and outdoor models range from solo backpack models to large family units. Cook cleanly and for free. Get yours today at silverfire.us. That's silverfire.us.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that know, that listen to my show over the last 19 years, I've been until about 6-7 years ago, I didn't understand the whole veteran thing. I knew the globalists were using the military to build a world government. I knew they were funding the radical Muslims at the same time to create the crisis. And I would not give all the lip service to the veterans because I didn't want to be fake. And it wasn't until I matured a lot and realized that veterans were a core part of our audience, and they had always been. Not most of my family are veterans. And then I realized the globalists hated their guts because they're a key piece of this puzzle. That I realized just how important the veterans are and how horribly they're treated. And I guess it's a camaraderie because in the liberty movement, we are the second most demonized group. It's veterans, and then it's libertarians and gun owners and constitutionalists, and we're all in this together. We're in the same army. We're in the same Marine Corps. We're in the same Air Force, whatever you want to call it. We're in the same info war together. The enemy has put us together and said that we're its enemy. So we're in this together. Back to back, folks. They're coming after all of us. And they're scum. And, you know, you've got Memorial Day coming up, and there'll be all this lip service, and you know, it makes me sick. It makes me sick. When everything our veterans reportedly have fought and died for, he's being overturned, and you got scum openly announcing that communism is good in Congress. It's crazy. Let's go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Holmes in Texas, then Casey, Eric, Allen, Michael, and others. Go ahead, Holmes. Thanks for holding.
Hey, it's actually Thomas, but that's okay.
I'm sorry. They didn't put the T on there. It says Holmes on there. So, Thomas, yeah, I apologize. Go ahead.
It's okay, sir. I have the privilege to talk to you, tell my story. I'll start off with when I first started having any interaction with the VA. I got out of the military when I was 21, and right as I was getting out, I started developing symptoms of what I now know is what's called cyclic vomiting syndrome. To summarize it, I basically start throwing up for like a week, 2 weeks. I can't keep anything down. I have horrible abdominal pain. It gets so bad where I have to end up going to the hospital. I'll go to the hospital. They'll give me IVs. They'll give me potassium. I've been hospitalized for it probably 6 times since I've gotten out of the military. And every single time, it seems like when I first, the very first time I went in Buffalo, I was being treated great. It was some of the best care I'd gotten. And then the last 2 times I've gone to try and be hospitalized, it's a completely different system. It's like they don't care anymore. I have horrible, horrible pain. And whenever I go, I go to the ER, and then they eventually admit me to the hospital. Well, while there, I was waiting to be admitted, I'm in pain. So I'm moaning. I'm making sounds. And they're telling me to please keep it down. Like I have any control over that. It's not voluntary. I don't want
to
be there.
When you're talking about the VA, well, you've led us to the real point and what we should be covering here. And I want to direct my whole crew to do this. Secret experimentation on troops, black people, you name it, foster kids. Any group the eugenicists that run the feds have control of since about World War I will be given different vaccines and things as a test. I talked to one of Rick Perry's top people 8 years ago who came to Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And I had some people talking to me. Later, I saw the guy on TV and realized, wow, that really guy works for Rick Perry. He said, look, Rick Perry's a good guy. We heard he was in your movie. We don't want to be enemies. And I said, well, he shouldn't be trying to force girls to take Gardasil. He said, listen, I worked at Fort Sam Houston. Before I did this, I was in the Army. And he said, they brought special forces in. We were told to give them these shots. All of them died. They wouldn't tell us what it was. We went in decon suits, sprayed it down with bleach, moved out all the bunks and stuff, and threw them away. That's what they're doing. So when they give you hundreds of shots and experimental anthrax shots and the rest of it, they are testing things on you and, quote, quote, soft killing you. And I'm going to hold you over if need be, Thomas, but do you know what soft kill is?
Yes. I've been, what I'd say, awake for about a year now. I've been listening to you, and I do a lot of personal research on my own. I like to think of myself as an info warrior. People are always calling me crazy and saying, oh, stop talking about it, but I'm not going to stop talking about it because I'd much rather fight the info war before we start to fight another shooting war. I've shot at people. I've been shot at. It's not fun. Let's keep it from getting there as much we can.
Anything else you want to add? I mean, what do you think causes all these mystery illnesses in the troops? I mean, it's on record they're giving you deadly anthrax shots and smallpox shots that have been killing people. I mean, what do you think's doing it?
I have no idea, to be honest. But
what did you work in and around?
I was infantry, so I really didn't have, like, chemicals I was around. I was just a normal...
Were you around DU? Were you around DU?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in teas and coffees and waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Something that historically comes in a lot of different flavors and different packages, but on the inside, it's the same thing. It's groups that want total control and to run society who use the structure of government or any major system to expand a larger system of control. And it always targets the old government, especially if it was a liberty-based system, by one degree. If the old system was better in any way, they will go after it, and they will always go after and purge the veterans. And they'll purge the police when they're done as well. And we have a particularly virulent type of takeover happening right now. Thomas, then we'll go to Casey, Eric, Allen, and Michael. I'm in a hurry now. Finishing up your point, look, it's the vaccines. They had the anthrax shots in the mid-90s and again in 2000 they were giving folks that were killing base doctors that took it, so they had mutinies of doctors. And it wasn't really mutinies. The media called it that, who said, we're not giving this, so it brought attention to Bioport and how deadly it was, and that it was killing people. Same thing with the smallpox shot that killed some reporters that took it. Some national reporters, one of them was NBC, had a heart attack. And that's what it can cause you to have, is an autoimmune response in the heart valves. This is stuff that is extremely experimental. It doesn't protect you. They admitted the anthrax shot didn't protect you and caused serious autoimmune disorders, but it's everything else they're giving you. Project Shad, the nerve gassing of troops, where they would kill troops, British and U.S., just in the even in the 80s, and tell their families, oh, your husband died of the flu. They would even dissect their body. Their bodies. So this is what's going on. You were seen as scum. You were seen as trash because the ruling elite are eugenicists. That's their attitude to begin with. All right, let's go ahead and go back to your calls. Thomas, do you think it's DU? Do you think it's the vaccines that's causing you to have all these health problems? Because you look statistically at the veterans. I mean, they are just in desperate straits, and then they can't get health care, as you said. It used to be bad. Now it's really bad. I guess you're supposed to go curl up and die. Do you have any idea what did it to you?
I personally think it has to do with the GMOs and fluoride in the water. See, before I was ignorant to that, and I'm not going to lie, I ate very unhealthy. I lived at the Jack in the Box, and since I've cut that out of my life, it's slowed down a lot. And I noticed if I'll go and eat some fast food or cheap GMO food, I get sick right afterwards. I feel it's an effect of our environment, and that's why.
Like, I mean, I'll be on the road sometimes, and all there is a Wendy's or a Jack in the Box. And I go, I got to eat. And I eat a Jack in the Box and literally had what I call a panic attack an hour later. I never have stuff like that unless I eat it. Then you read what they're allowed to put in it. All these drugs that, you know, they call fillers. They're really psychoactive drugs that addict the general public. But if you haven't done it in a while, you know, it really hits you hard, just like any drug. And you're absolutely right that this is, listen, there's a London Telegraph article today about, are you allergic to your cell phone? Because people are getting so sick around this stuff. Of course. And the fact is, most people are getting soft killed, being sterilized by it, and don't know because it takes 20 years. You ought to be glad you're so, you know, probably allergic to this GMO that, you know, your body's rejecting it. So that's some good intel, good information. Thank you for the call. You know, the body gets overwhelmed, too. It could be all the vaccines, the DU, you name it. Then it shows that when you're maxed out, then other stuff triggers allergies. People didn't used to be allergic to cedar, mountain juniper. They didn't used to be allergic to peanuts, strawberries. I mean, the schools are like medical facilities now with all the special diets and bubble kids because they're not being breastfed. They're not being brought up with an environment. They don't play outside anymore. They have their normal buffers. And then they're given all these vaccines, one flu shot. The Canadian government did this study 5 years ago during the H1N1. One flu shot cuts your immune system to the regular flu by 50%. One. Three flu shots doubles your chances of Alzheimer's. Don't believe me. Just search engine that term. How big a news story is that? We are being murdered. I've had multiple family members that got the Dalcon shield back in the 70s. I'm not going to say names or family will get mad. People very close to me. What they call it, an IED, not an improvised explosive device, but an internal little device that goes around inside the uterus to keep you, an IUD, that goes around and keeps you from ever forming and being able to have an egg attach. Creates continued inflammation. Turns out they knew when they approved that in the late 60s, that they knew in clinical studies on humans, or people approved to be part of the study, that it caused endometriosis, destroyed the inner lining of the uterus, and caused massive infertility. And two people in my family that got that were sterilized by it. Turns out that Dow Chemical, in association with Monsanto, did not just have Agent Orange with what they called it weed killer, defoliant. They added a neurotoxin, synthetic cobra poison. This was declassified about 6 years ago. Dr. Doug Rocky, former head of the DU program, broke it here. The document was declassified. No one was covering it. And he said, have you seen this? We broke it here. Not bragging. I'm just saying it broke here. The document from the mid-60s where they added it, it was really a chemical weapon. A chemical weapon to actually nerve gas the Viet Cong and call it just the dioxin defoliant, which is bad enough. It was neurotoxin. They added neurotoxin, and our troops were in it, and they knew it. I mean, the government is run by murdering total filth. The average social worker's not bad. The average cop's not bad. The average FBI agent is not bad. The average CIA person is not bad. I can tell you. But they're compartmentalized, ladies and gentlemen. And the people on top of this are pure evil and take real enjoyment in hurting our veterans, especially because they're getting rid of you. They don't need you anymore. They're moving to robots and drones, autonomous vehicles. By 2025, there'll be no combat troops to speak of, folks, except for special operations. And they'll be there with robots. It's over if we don't stop them. You've been warned. This is real. This isn't sensational. Reality is sensational. The things I've seen, the things I've done personally, are sensational. A lot of it I won't even tell you some of the stuff I know, folks, because people can't handle the truth. You want answers? To quote, what is that movie, A Few Good Men? Then we can pull that up online. You want answers? You can't handle the truth. And I'm telling you, folks, we're 2 minutes to midnight. The globalists think they're God. They're operating as an alien species. And I'm not saying they're real aliens. They call themselves a new breakaway species. They consider themselves to be God. And if you try to get in their way, there will be warfare. Tell you something. Hillary Clinton isn't God. Barack Obama isn't God. David Rockefeller isn't God. I have to know about these people, their lives, what they stand for. They are narcissistic scum and the very last people to lead humanity. They are literally desecrating our human spirit, and they are the filth of the earth. Casey, then Eric, Allen, Barbara, Michael, everybody. Casey, thanks for holding her on the air, an Army vet. What is your take on the VA? What's your story?
Well, the VA takes about 6 months to lift a finger to pick their own nose. So you can imagine what it takes them to do our files. So, and that's the guys that actually get care. The guys that don't get care, they're done. And if we got time, I'd actually like to try and wake you up.
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
Okay. You're always talking about, you know, we've got to do this and do that to, you know, get the right people in. How can we do that in a corrupt system? Your a chalkboard analogy would be perfect, or a whiteboard analogy for the younger listeners. At some point, you have to erase it. Now, just to cover your butt.
No, I know, but generally when you erase something, the corruption's already there. It gets even worse. I'd like to work in the template of the Bill of Rights Constitution. But don't worry, they're probably going to start a civil war. And so everybody talking about violence, you're going to get your shot. I mean, it's going to be hell. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I'm not talking about violence. I don't want violence. I'm an infantry veteran. I've spent 2 tours in Iraq, and it's – no, we don't want violence in the country. But with as corrupt as the system is, the absolute minimum I see that we're going to be able to do to get our country back is to march on Washington and arrest every politician in every single branch of government, executive, legislative, and judicial branches of government. And we need to start all over with new patriotic people.
Do you think all of them are guilty? Because the issue is they need to have trials.
Yes, I agree. They all need to have trials, but we need to arrest every single one of them first, put them on trial, and then if the evidence is there, they need to be convicted. If the evidence is not there, then they need to be cleared of all charges and released.
Well, I think the idea of an info war operation where we write up a treatise saying we know you're criminal, we know about the takeover, listing the UN running our military, listing the treaties, and say you have, you know, 3 months till this date. This is just hypothetical, folks. I'm not saying do this. I'm just brainstorming this, wargaming it. To either announce that you're with the Republic and want to be part of a plan to reorganize the country again and kick out the Vichy French collaborators, basically, is the analogy, or you're going to be considered part of it. You send them a notice letter, and you have everybody with petitions with millions on the WhiteHouse.gov and everyone sending thousands of letters per congressperson over and over again a day and going to Congress and going to their local office and making it a movement to say, traitor, traitor, traitor. You either admit we've been taken over by the Foreign Federal Reserve, you either denounce it and say you're going to kick the globalist out, or you're going to be considered part of it. I think they have to be put on notice that they are part of the criminal program and they need to declare where they stand. Because, I mean, what are we going to arrest? Walter Jones? Are we going to arrest Rand Paul? Are we going to arrest, Ted Cruz, Amash? Are we going to, there's a lot of good people up there that are talking just like us, saying the globalists are scary, Obama's scary, we're going into a dictatorship. It's just, that's the thing about revolutions. The globalists are revolutionaries, we're restorationists, we're counter-revolutionaries, that's what they call us, actually. They know we're the good guys. And so the danger of a revolution is, most of the time you get something worse when you've overthrown the last system. Because, see, the last system is vestiges of the old republic that wasn't perfect, but light years better than globalism, with globalism overlaid. So it's a very sophisticated situation, and I'm glad we're debating it, but go ahead.
Yeah, it's just, you just said before you got me on, was that we're 2 minutes to midnight. We are out of time. We don't have time to, go through the bureaucratic red tape and get this done the way that it should be done.
I hear you. I know. It's really bad. They're on TV saying communism's good and our kids belong to them, and every award show they're having satanic ceremonies, and I'm living in a Twilight Zone movie. I mean, they're putting cancer viruses on all the major vaccines. They put fluoride in the water that brain damages people on record. It's total crazy land. And what do you do when you're faced with an elite that is so evil and the public so naive? I think the biggest thing is all the yuppies and sitcom watchers. We got to somehow reach out to them with banner hangs and stunts and calling into talk radio. And, to all the talk show hosts that make fun of me, and I appreciate your call, sir. Great points. I mean, I tune in sometimes to
you want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
That's what it comes down to. Maybe we should play that one more time. But I think it says it all for the general public.
Answer the question. You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth. Son, we live in a world that has walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men with guns. Who's going to do it? You? You, Lieutenant Weinberg? I have a greater responsibility than you can possibly fathom. You weep for Santiago and you curse the Marines. You have that luxury. You have the luxury of not knowing what I know. That Santiago's death, while tragic, probably saved lives. And my existence, while grotesque and incomprehensible to you, saves lives.
My issue is the public ready for the truth? I mean, this show is the truth, folks. We really know what we're talking about. We understand the enemy's operations. We know what makes them tick. And you either get what the enemy's saying and understand what we're facing, or we're going to lose everything. The globalists come from different elites that have merged together for thousands of years that have manipulated humans and have disdain for the public. You can't do the things they do to people and not have a hatred of the average man or woman. That's why they see the veterans as total dogs, as total scum. And then they want to lure young people into joining, so they can chew up the best and brightest and use them to create this whole new world order. Let's go to Alan and then Eric and then Michael and Barbara. You're on the air, Alan, Army vet as well. No other vets, just Army vets calling. Alan, what's your take on the VA?
Yes, sir. Good to speak with you. How you doing, brother?
Doing all right.
Yeah, well, I was stationed 4 years active duty out there in your backyard at Fort Hood. And I'm 27 now, and I got out about 3 years ago, and I moved back home to Georgia and went to the Atlanta VA. And when I first heard the scandal, you know, I didn't see anything like that personally because I got out of there. But let me tell you, it's creepy. When you pull in the parking lot there, you just get a feeling of how bad it is. And, you know, luckily, you know, like I said, I'm 27. So for the younger guys, they can't just kill us. But man, you know, these Vietnam guys, the older generation, man, they're really sick in there. And it's like you just see them. It's so bad. I felt so bad for them. And they're just struggling. And then the younger guys, like us, the ones that do get an appointment, as soon as they sit you down, first thing, let's ask you about your gun. Second thing, we want to go ahead and prescribe all the antipsychotics, you know, things like that. So luckily, I don't go there anymore.
Stay there. I want to hear about this when we come back. Makes me hate these globalists so much. They are the most cowardly, degenerate filth on the planet. And they absolutely hate veterans. I want you to hear that, folks. They want you dead. You understand that? I'll be right back.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible 1-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
People should go to veterans events that the media is covering tomorrow and make a scene about the VA and what they're doing and say, we're not going to let you just trot out the vets and act like America's great. America's occupied by globalists. And we're not going to let you use them anymore when you hate their stinking guts. I mean, that's what it comes down to. I mean, it'd be one thing if they were throwing the vets in the trash and treating them like crap. That makes me mad. But the grandstanding and how much they love them, and it's so sick. And the VA are just hell pits. It used to be bad. Now it is just, I mean, I talked to a lot of the guys that work here, veterans, and they just talk about how badly they're treated. And how there'll be an old man or something going, I'm hurting. All like big guys going, watch it, old man. You know, I mean, I'm not saying I'm a tough guy, folks, but I mean, I would blow up if I saw stuff like that. And then we were just talking to Alan in Georgia. He was talking, we're going to go to Overdrive and talk to Michelle, Kathy, and Eric, at least, about how they ask about your guns. Yeah, what about those guns? You crazy? What you planning? And what they do to the vets, they're going to do to everybody else now. What they do to people in their clutches is a beta test for you and I. And I am sick of it. So finish up your points, Alan.
Well, yeah, a few more quick points, and then I know you got to take some other calls. I wasn't going to mention it. I was mainly talking about when I got out, but I went to Iraq in 2006 and also 2008. And I want to say that when I was on hold, I was listening to your other callers, and I'm also, and you're right, I'm very concerned about the number of shots that I had to take, and particularly the anthrax. I'm concerned about future possible, you know, health side effects from that. It's pretty scary stuff. But yeah, going back to the VA, basically, yeah, if you don't see the, which I mean, you called it too. We all kind of saw it coming when they first broke it. But if you don't see, of course, they're going to be all over the country. But I almost guarantee the Atlanta VA was also a part of this. And real quick, you know, the bigger picture, I think you hit the nail on the head these past few days. Of course, they're targeting veterans, you know, and the healthcare thing is bad enough, sir. But that if people really knew that they were taking it a step further, like you put on air and calling us domestic terrorists, that's just even more of a slap in the face. And I really appreciate you putting it out there. Because, you know, the only reason the VA healthcare scandal is on any mainstream media now is no thanks to them. It's thanks to you and then the other alternative media.
Well, yeah, really. I mean, we weren't really on top of the VA thing like everybody else. I've been on it for years. But it was alternative and libertarian and conservative radio that forced it out there. But to see Bill Press and Sharpton make jokes about it, I mean, I'm just sick of these people, man. Just because they have a lisping voice and pink ties and act trendy and act effeminate doesn't mean that they're intellectual or good people. And I'm just sick of all of them. We're like ruled by a bunch of fake Nellies that behind the scenes are just raving evil demons. I appreciate you calling. God bless you. We're going to come back and jam in as many calls as we can in this little bit of overdrive. Please don't forget, I get so busy covering the news, I don't even plug the great products we have. We need you to become PrisonPlanet.tv members. The nightly news, share your passcode with friends and family. 11 people can use the same username passcode simultaneously. That's InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. We also need you to go check out InfoWarsStore.com for the super high-quality water filters discounted, the Life Straw, the Pro Pure G2 systems, 10% off promo code WATER. We've got the InfoWars Live products, a couple of them discounted right now in a special, the Super Mel Vitality and the Survival Shield Nason Iodine. I cannot tell you what these products have done for my clarity, my energy, my libido, everything. It's just been incredible. Experience it, take the challenge, and I know you'll continue to order it, which funds the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.